Good afternoon and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at LaPelle High School. LaPelle High School, home of the Bulldogs. For Bill Chase, athletic director right here. He runs a very good ship right here at LaPelle High School. Welcome you to today's education-based school varsity boys regional basketball game. Today, it's the 24-2 Tipton Blue Devils at 2A versus the 3-2 Wapahani Raiders Class 2A. Regional competition team has been talked about. Sure, it was circled on several calendars. They're going to meet up today. It's going to be the regional competition. Raiders and the Blue Devils. Internet radio broadcast is made possible. AudioSportsOnline.net. KSO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access. PutMeInSports.com, 2008. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, the game is being brought to you today. Get around boys basketball. To you today by Michelle Garman, the writer for the Tipton Tribune, star of Center to Go. She's ready to start. Mention Dean's Auto Parts, Northwest Auto Parts in Cicero, Indiana. Pizza Stokes Bear, Century 21. M. Dandy Restaurants at Tipton and Noblesville. Carson and Sons, Cricket Sports, they're in Sheridan, Indiana. Jewelers, they're downtown Tipton. Fritz Auto Sales and Service, in Fishers.com. Floor Store, the floor store there on the edge of Tipton, floor coverings in Indiana. Indiana Express Rentals, 1708, they're South 8th Street, they're in Noblesville. PutMeInSports.com, internet radio, 2008. And Camino and Company, mobile flower shop, that belongs to my daughter. Check her out, she works feverishly. I'll mention the coverage of Blue Devil basketball and Tipton County sports can be found the weekly Wednesday printed edition and online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. Updates on games and results. Follow at Michelle_Garman. At Michelle2L_Garman. Win. On X, formerly known as Twitter. Well, mention both teams are out on the floor right now. They're taking shots. Buildings here, they've already gone through their lines. They're shooting where they want to. And warmed up for this first game here at LaPelle. Second game, a pretty good game also. Putting in sports will not cover that game. Mention a little bit about visiting team on the scoreboard. Mention that's the Wapahani Raiders. The Honey Raiders, they have a school enrollment, 358. You know, they're Class 2A, came out of Sectional 40, won the Sectional at Alexandria High School. Mentioned their path, this game, Wapahani, against LaPelle in Game 1 on the 28th. Sectional game, that was a Wednesday, Wapahani 47, LaPelle 31. Second game, their agenda in the Sectional was Friday night, March the 1st. Westdale was the visiting team going against Wapahani. It was 67-36 Wapahani. Final game right there in the Sectional at Alexandria. Throw Central and Wapahani. It's on Saturday night, the 2nd of March. That was a 59-26 contest. Principal at Wapahani High School, Mark Fahey. Athletic director, he's also the basketball coach, Matt Luce. Mentioned Wapahani High School is located 1041 County Road 167 out in Selma, Indiana 47883. That's Jeff Muncie, Indiana. Reach him by phone at 765-289-7823. The web is wapahani.com. For the colors of red, black, and white, perform in the Mid-Eastern Conference. Two teams in the Mid-Eastern Conference. Lining up the conference is like this. Number one is Wapahani. And the cable at 9 wins, 0 losses. Currently 23-2, are the only team playing presently in the postseason out of their conference. Second place was Shenandoah, 7-2 in the conference, 13-11. Eastern Hancock at number 3, 6-3, 10-11. Before it was Daleville, 6-3, 12-10. That one high school, 5-4, 11-12. Blue River, at number 6, 5-4, 11-13. Rose Central, 3-6, 7-15. Westdale, 3-6, 9-14. Randolph Southern, 1-8, 2-21. Union, that's out of MoDOT, Union, 0-9, they finished 3-15. Wapahani Raiders will remind you they are currently 23 wins, losses on the season. Right now, the final standings at 2A, they are ranked at number 2, Associated Press. Finished 9-0, they did win the Mid-Eastern Conference. And we'll mention in 25 games, average output is an average offensively per game, 64.8 points. Give up an average defensively, 3 points, 3 points, 40.4 actually per game. The head coach, he in year number 17 at Wapahani High School, is Mr. Matt Luce. Matt Luce, 306 wins, 96 losses. So Wapahani, overall, is working in year number 22 as a high school varsity basketball coach. 356 wins, 156 losses. Now, we'll talk about the home team on the scoreboard. It's in Blue Devils. It's in Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment of 404. Again, that's Class 2A, Sectional 39. Came out of the Tipton Sectional. Pass this ball game. Game one, that was Tuesday, February 27th, against Elwood, and got the win, 66-4. Second game, they came back on Friday night in the semifinal game, Eastern and Tipton, and got the win, 61-44. The final game on Saturday night, which the second championship game, it was going to start at 7:30, actually started about 7:45. Taylor and Tipton, too far away from each other, then got the win, 50-8. Principal at Tipton High School, Mr. Craig Leach. Athletic director is Mr. Corey Fernung. Tipton AD and the middle school athletic director is Alex Middle. The athletic trainer is Burke Mertz. Tipton High School is located at 619 up Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Dial them up at 765-757-4431. The web is TiptonFish.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Here, just 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference stacked up like this. Number 1. 3-0 in their division, that's the East Division. 3-4-2 overall, still in the top, still in the tournament, I should say. They're here in just a few minutes. Number 2, Central Catholic Knights. 3-1 in the West Division. 17-8 presently. They're getting ready to play here, I think, at 4 o'clock, regional competition, and that should be a good one. Central Catholic. We'll mention Twin Lakes. The Indians finished in third place. Then one in the West, 19-7 overall this season has completed. Hamilton Heights, number 4 in the Hoosier Conference, 2-1 in the East, 10-14 overall season has completed. Number 5 in the Hoosier Conference here, West Lafayette, the Red Devils. They're still playing. They'll play today in the regional. It's 2-2 in the West. 15-6 for all. Western Kansas, 1-2 in the East Division. Finished the season at 5-17. Benton Central, Central Bison, finished the conference at 2-2. That's out of the West Division. Their season at 15-9. Northwestern Tigers, finished the division, that's the East Division, at 0-3. Finished the season at 12-8. And at ninth place, Rensselaer Central. The Bombers finished 0-4 in the West. Finished 10-14 overall. And they're getting ready to play basketball here at LaPel High School. And I'm mentioning Tipton Blue Devils. The season, they are currently 24-2. Did win the Hoosier Conference this season. Offensively, per game, the 26-game average, Devils' average output offensively is 67.6. Just a couple of points above Wapahani. Wapahani allows less points defensively than average hit the Blue Devils. They're just Blue Devils. Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins working in year number 5, Tipton High School. 88 wins, 35 losses on the season, I should say, in 5 years. Presently, and overall, he's a 43rd year head basketball coach. 585 wins, 194 losses. 4:26 left on the pregame clock. We'll talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference, the Mid-Eastern Conference. Talk about teams participating today in regional round action. We'll let you know that out of the Mid-Eastern Conference, there is one team still active. That team is Wapahani. Wapahani Raiders going against the Tipton Blue Devils today. That's a 1 p.m. start at LaPel High School. In the Hoosier Conference, as you know, has three teams still playing the regional competition. We'll mention there are two from the West Division and one from the East. We'll let you know the Peru Tigers, a Class 3A regional. Tigers out of regional 23, they're 15-10. They're going against the West Lafayette Red Devils today. The clock start at Logan Sport. Lafayette out of sectional 22, currently 19-6. And then as spoken about, Class 2A. Talk about the Blackhawks, Blackhawks Braves. Out of sectional 37, they're currently 20 wins, 6 losses against Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. That's the West Division team, sectional 38. Central Catholic currently 17-8. Game will start at 4 o'clock at Frankfort High School. And the final game we just spoke about, Wapahani and Tipton. Mentioned Wapahani back out on the floor. Tipton yet to come out of the locker room from their break. And looking for a good game today here at LaPel High School. A lot of folks anxious to get in. Christina could get in an hour before the ball game started. Should be a good thing. And we'll mention, here comes the Blue Devils. You might hear the decibel level raising in the gym. They are right here at Jimmy Howe Court. Jimmy Howe Court, tremendous Hall of Fame. He's a tremendous coach. Captured 2 state titles here at LaPel High School, 2005 and 2016. Retired, he was the AD, the athletic director. I understand now he's helping his son coach Zionsville High School. We'll mention a little bit about the two losses. Teams have lost two games in the season. The Blue Devils, they lost a game on January 20th, a Saturday night, to Class 4A, 4A Kokomo Wildcats. Wildcats are going to play today, 4 o'clock at Newcastle, go against number 1 in the state. Pitching that score was Kokomo 70, Tipton 51. Second game that they lost was the last game of the season. It was on February 22nd. It was here at LaPel. LaPel got the win 67-6. LaPel probably had the game of their season. They shot a good percentage the field. Then they did have some guys in the paint. Tall gentlemen that adjust shots to get over their outstretched hands. And at Mid-Eastern Conference winners, talk about the Wapahani Raiders. They lost 2 games. One was a neutral site, one was on the road. Lost on Friday, January 12th, neutral game, at the High School of Delaware County Tournament. They went against Yorktown, fell to 3A Yorktown, 5-1. And their final loss, second loss, I should say, Friday, January 26th, was Class 3A Delta Eagles, Papahani. And Delta got the win, 57-44. I will mention that the Blue Devils went against Delta, Muncie Central High School, neutral court, overtime game versus 3A Delta. Then got the win, 65-61. So we're looking for a good game today, and I might have some knees in my back. I hope not. But in first shift direction, got a good game going on here today. They're getting ready to introduce the starting lineup. A lot of folks on hand here today. Quite a big ball game in Indiana. You know about Hoosier hysteria. It is alive and well at LaPel High School. They're going to have a stand at attention. We're going to have our national anthem here momentarily. And it's going to be addressed right now by the public address, getting some good information about today's ball game and about the arena, about where the restrooms are located. I'm looking for a good game here on the agenda today. So we're getting ready to have the national anthem. Pretty good bench. The bench here, keeping the components. LaPel High School. They are quality. And it's going to be today. Just look. Time. Hey, here's to this ball game. Everybody in the whole gym, the same page. We're getting ready for this. We'll talk about this right now. Visitor team on the scoreboard. It's a Honey Raider. We're looking for Cooner, Logan Hitt. Wearing number 3, Eli Andrews. He's a sophomore. Wearing number 4, Brock Dick Graff. He's a junior. Wearing 14, Leighton Spence. Sophomore. Wearing number 30, Caleb Lewis. Sophomore. Number 32, Hunter Rodenhofer. We'll mention he is a sophomore. Now the starting lineup for the Wapahani Raiders. Wearing number 10, he's a 5'8 junior, 8.2 per game average, Nate Luke. We'll mention number 12, he's 6'3 inch senior, 8.4 per game average, Nick Cook. Wearing number 20, 6'1 senior, 24.9 points per game, Isaac Andrews. Wearing 22, 6', he's a sophomore, 12.6 a game, Camden Bell. Final starter, number 24, 6'1 senior, 3.4 a game, that's making. Wearing number 2, 6'1 inch freshman, Peyton Arwer. Wearing number 4, 6'2 senior, Gavin Hare. Wearing a 5'11 senior, Drake Johnson. Number 20, it's Nick Nasser. Number 21, 6'2 inch junior, Landon Spidell. Number 22, 5'10 junior, Oliver Conaway. Number 33, a 6'7 junior, Sam Humrichow. Number 35, a 6'8 inch freshman, Grayson McFalls. And number 40, 6'2 inch sophomore, Jake Clark. The starting lineup for the Blue Devils. Wearing number 3, 6'6 inch junior, 18 points a game, Grady Carpenter. Wedding number 5, 6'1", junior, 5.5 points a game, Sam Quigley. Wedding number 11, 6'1", his senior, 19.7 points a game, that's Nolan Swan. Wedding number 12, 6'4", senior, 6.9 a game, that's Ryan Tracy. Final starter in the Blue Devils lineup, number 23, 6', senior, 12.9 points per game, Jackson Money. The head coach for the Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. We're going to start it up right now. Get my jump center. And everything's good. Okay? Everything's good. So we're going to step it up right now. It's going to be Grady Carpenter for the Blue Devils. It's Paul McTaylor. Here comes the whistle. Basketball. Toss is good. Tipped a couple of times by Grady Carpenter. They'll bring it out. So let's start it back up. Got the offense. That's out. T.I. Andrews, triple threat available. Right there in his face is Grady Carpenter. They should be administering a tail. They were not. They're working out top again. The left side of the hand, Mason Burton. Took it down low in the paint. Going to go out of bounds. Going to be the last touch by Tippin. They're going to say it was offhand of Ryan Tracy. It was close. And there beside him was 22, Cannon Bell. He's going to bring it in left of the toss it in and get the ball back in the corner. We're going to get him as Nolan Swan. They'll bring it back out. They'll reset the offense out top. Side in front of the Blue Devil bench. Had Ark move the basketball. Nick Cook picked up there. Now they're going to get off, give the ball back to Eli Andrews and Grady Carpenter on the defense. We're going to get off to the corner. They'll bring it back out. Number 12, Nick Cook. Cook with the basketball. They'll talk it back around. Work the basketball. Number 10, Nate Luce. The basketball for the first time in the ballgame out in the center circle. Checking through traffic. Working against him is Jackson Money. Bring it back out top. Eli Andrews. Looking for a good shot. They are a bit deliberate. Do shoot well. Gibson Blue Devils shoot well. This should be a matchup. It might be low scoring. Not sure if they'll reach their average output, game average. On the dribble out top. Going to bounce it back around. 24. Mason Burton, long 3-point shot. Eli Andrews, shot wouldn't go. Rebound fought for, picked up by Noah Swan. There's going to be a foul with a rebound. They'll work it right there. Ball's going to be brought in. They're going to whistle this foul on behind number 22, Camden Bell. He has one. Team foul number one here in the quarter. The sideline, Steve Carpenter, whistle right side, Jackson Money back to Sam Quigley, left side behind the arc, Nolan Swan. He won't pick up the dribble, he'll dribble it. Side of the paint, off the glass. Left side of the glass, bank shot in for two. Nolan Swan, the first 2 points on the scoreboard. And in the front court, Eli Andrews. Pop one, thought about popping one outside. Work at left side of the basketball, triple threat available, Camden Bell. He'll dribble now against him, Sam Quigley. Switching off with Nolan Swan. They go back behind the arc. 12, Nick Cook. He'll work the right side to Eli Andrews. Dribble in. He'll go in the paint. Just sit down low. They go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. 22, Camden Bell. 50 assist. Eli Andrews. 2-2 ball game. Play going. 4:42 left. They're in the first quarter. Work it back in. They'll work it back out. Behind the arc, Sam Quigley. Pitch it left side. Behind the arc, Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in. Back tail, bring it back out, work at right side, Grady Carpenter. Pick up a screen from Tracy. Take a long screen. Grady Carpenter, about 3 steps behind the arc. That was very close to NBA range. The 5-2 contest, dipped in by 3 in the front court. You work at right side of the basketball. Double team. They're going to whistle a foul. Going to be a reach-in foul. They double team Nick Cook. Right there in front of the Blue Devil bench. They're going to whistle this foul on Jackson Money. Jackson Money has one. Both teams have one here in the quarter. Going to be brought in. Front court. Right in front of Coach Cody Smith. Brought in right there, Camden Bell. They're working down low, couldn't get the bucket. That was Eli Andrews. Might have been a blocked shot. Might be a reach in. They're going to allow it to happen. Grady Carpenter got the ball stolen by Eli Andrews. Eli Andrews went for a layup. Grady Carpenter right there. And Eli Andrews, a little bit of a misstep. He landed flat footed, slid, and fell to the surface. They called a traveling violation. So that might have been for the foul that wasn't called on Andrews getting the ball back from Grady. We know that he's watching upstairs. in the paint. We're going to back out. Left elbow extended. Three-point shot. Sam Quigley wouldn't go. Rebound, Wapahani. Number 12, Camden Bell. In the front court on the dribble. Pick up the dribble. Eli Andrews looks at left side behind the arc. On the dribble, Wapahani. 22, Camden Bell. Bell brings it out, squares it up. Out top, well out top to get back. Number 10, Nate Luce. Nate Luce, a 5'8 junior. I would guess coach's son might be a nephew. Don't know. Gonna work it back out top. Long 3-point shot for Luce. 3-point shot rims out. Rebound, Nolan Swan. He'll bring it to the front court on the dribble. He's gonna dribble in and kick to the corner, Ryan Tracy. Back out top for Long. 3-point shot. Grady Carpenter rims out. Straight away, window, rebound, Wapahani. Credit the board, that's number 10, Nate Luce. 2:56 left here in the quarter. 5-2 contest, Long, 3-point shot. Luce with the shot, Nate Luce couldn't get it. Rebound, Wapahani. Credit that board, Nick Cook. They'll have another chance here in the front court, another opportunity at the basket. Offensive board, outside the arc, behind the arc, he'll dribble back out. Nick Cook, they get it to Nate Luce. He'll dribble the basketball closer to the fans opposite the scores bench. A lot of blue over there. We're going to back around. 3-point shot. Rims out, wouldn't go. Eli Andrews, rebound tipped him. To the front court, Grady Carpenter on the slow-paced dribble. Out top, Nolan Swan. He'll hit him on the cut. Got the ball back to the corner. Jackson Money. 3-point shot, good. Jackson Money for three. 2:08 left here in the quarter. 8-2 contest. Blue Devils by six in the front court, trying to break the press. Grady Carpenter making it difficult to get the ball in the front court. They do dribble it across. They go from the left corner baseline. 3-point shot, good. Wapahani, 22. Camden Bell. Camden Bell shoots 40% behind the arc. 3-point territory. The team shoots 40% behind the arc. The Blue Devils shoot 38% behind the arc. It's going to be a floater in the paint. Good drive there, dribble drive by number 11, Nolan Swan. There's going to be a stoppage of play. Somebody might have some blood. If they have blood in a basketball game, they'll stop it when they see it. You get some blood in a football game, and sometimes it goes without noticing, you know, on purpose sometimes. So they're going to bring the ball in. They're going to get the trainer out there. That's Burke Embers. Burke just pulled his elbow, some little bit of paint. They're looking for the paint. They evidently don't see it. So they didn't find it. Now we're going to go to the Wapahani bench. See if they've got some fresh wounds right there. He don't see it. And now they're checking out. I'm not quite sure what they're doing here. Burke Emmert is ready. We'll miss it. Jackson Langham. Clean his hands off with some water out of a water bottle. He's ready to go. And we have a sub in the ballgame. It might be Wapahani that had the blood. And they're going to check it out. They're going to get their trainer. Him to work, get in the ballgame as soon as they can. 24, Mason Barton. In the ballgame for Wapahani is number 3, Eli, check that. Eli Andrews, I think I've been misspeaking. Number 20, 24.9 per game is senior Isaac Andrews. Meyer, sorry about that, brother. And Eli Andrews in the ballgame for Barton. Get back outside. That's Isaac Andrews. He'll get it back. Guard to get it back. 22. Camden Bell back to Isaac. So we're going to basketball. Out top on the dribble, 22, Camden Bell. For him out top is Sam Quigley. Work at left side behind the arc. That pedal dribble to reset the offense. Number 10, Nate Luce. A minute, he gets left here in the first quarter. 10-5 contest, Blue Devils by 5. Dribble baseline. Cannon power layup, got the bucket. Camden Bell, 6 seconds left. For the Blue Devils, going to walk into the timeline, Grady Carpenter. Picked up right there loosely. Front court by 20, Isaac Andrews. Out top the move on the left side, Nolan Swan. 38 seconds left. Swan back pedal dribble. First circle, he'll reset the offense. And against him, Camden Bell. He Carpenter, now Jackson Money out top. Reset it near the center circle. To him is Nate Luce. That's a good matchup. 23 seconds left. Out top, Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Back to Nolan. Some time off the clock. 17 seconds left. He'll dribble the lane. 2-point shot good. Left-handed layup for Swan. He hits the deck. No foul committed. Swan for two. The 12-7 contest. Devils by five. Out top, shot the buzzer. Wouldn't go. Got the rebound. The cutback is good. A lot of folks might say that was a pass. It was not. Back up with the shot was number 12, Nick Cook. Back in the ballgame during the quarter break, it's going to be number 24, Mason Barton. End of one quarter, the Blue Devils 12, Bahani Raiders 9. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part brought to you by Larson and Sons. Get sports. They're located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them up at 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, and trade. Smithing and repairs are welcome. Target Sports. Visit them on Facebook at Larson and AMD. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Practice shooting, yes, always spoken at Target Sports, downtown Sheridan. There's the first horn. They get ready for second for Addy. They call that you Wapahani. Wapahani going to bring it in. He brought in five. Off the timeline, Jackson Money providing the defense. The work of right side, get the ball back in. Mason Burke, good at you. Put your hand, you're off top of the circle. He's dipping. That team of ball being now stays. Ball in the hands of Brady Carpenter. Outside with the basketball, they'll move it back around. Jackson Money. Jackson Money picks it up outside the arc, left side. He'll dribble, he'll pass it inside. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan's going to be maybe pushed out of bounds. Going to call him on. Stepping on the baseline before he made that pass. And they'll give the ball back to Wapahani. Evidently, that was good defense from number 3, Eli Andrews, 6'3", and sophomore. The front court, Isaac Andrews on the dribble. Left side, back to pick up the dribble. We're going to back around in the ball game for Wapahani, number 14, Leighton Spence. Leighton Spence, 14, the 5'10", sophomore. Out top of the basketball. Moving it back around. Working back around. I take that back. I'm ready to spoke. In the ball game. We're going to see the front court hit the ball back. Back up. Had the ball in the front court, hold the basketball, put that foot back down in the back court. His left foot was left. Touch in the front court before he hit the back court. Anyway, tip got the ball back. Front court, 56 left. Right side, Grady Carpenter. Out top, Nolan Swan. 3-point shot, rims off short. Rebound, Wapahani. Number 12, Nick Cook. Nick Cook in the front court, a dribble back out top. Nate Luce looks at right side behind the arc. Nick Cook back to Luce. Way out top. And Quigley guarding him loosely. You know, work at left side. Lost the handle. Lost the handle. And Sam Quigley picked up the basketball on the steal. Outside the arc, Jackson Money. He's going to go in baseline. To stop his dribble. He'll pick it back up. He'll work it back outside. Sam Quigley, Nolan Swan, Grady Carpenter. In the corner, Ryan Tracy. We're going to right side. Sam Quigley. Nolan Swan goes over in. Elbow left side. Hand up. Ball of Bruce will be picked up by Isaac Andrews. There goes the distance. Coach Kachuri. About 3/4 court. Credit the bucket. Left-handed layup. Number 20, Isaac Andrews, 6:03 on the game clock, 12:11, Blue Devils by one. Going to work at left side, left-handed shot off the glass, got the bucket, no foul called, bucket's good. Grady Carpenter, a junior class member in the front court with the basketball. Going to be a timeout call, going to be whistled timeout Wapahani. It's going to be a 30-second timeout call, going to whistle this. Time out to Wapahani. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers. That's FritzandFishers.com. Quality cars, trucks, SUVs, preferred low mileage and one owner automobiles. In Fishers, Indiana, they're able to take five. You can dial them up there at 317-842-2228. Again, that's going to come on the phone at 317-773-2232. Again, that's 317-773-2232. And we'll mention that's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. So we're going to inbound the basketball after the timeout. It's going to be brought in by Wapahani. So we're bringing it in the front court. Wapahani is going to bring the ball in. It's going to be brought in by number 3, Eli Andrews, sophomore, 6'3". Across to the backcourt. Nate Luce tracks it down. We'll mention Jackson Money. Going to pick him up in the front court. Working right there. Nate Luce out top on the dribble. That's Ryan Tracy going to pick him up. They'll work the right side behind the arc. Eli Edwards, he'll bring it back out top, pick up his dribble. Elbow right side, pass into Marston, Mason Barton. Now back out top, Eli Andrews. He's guarded there by Sam Quigley. He's trying to go baseline. He'll check move. They go off the glass. That was a good dribble. Number three, Eli Andrews for two. 13-13, Blue Devils 5-1. Balls in the front court, Blue Devils on the dribble. Ryan Tracy, out top, Jackson Money. Picked up by Lee. They'll work it right to the left side. Deep in the front court, Grady Carpenter. Being guarded there by Camden Bell. They'll work it right side. Going to go take it to the corner, Sam Quigley. Three-point shot is good. Sam Quigley, right corner baseline, puts the Blue Devils up by four in the front court with the basketball. On the dribble, left-handed dribble, 22, Camden Bell. Working around the perimeter. Basketball, they'll bring it back out. That's three, Eli Andrews. They'll bounce it back around. Balls in hands, Nate Luce outside. They'll work at the left side, Nick Cook. They'll bring it back out. Number 22, Camden Bell. Now back outside, moving the basketball, Mason Barton. They'll go to Eli Andrews. He'll go baseline. He's cut off in a hurry by Ryan Tracy, senior guarding a sophomore. Out top of the basketball. Right side, 22, Camden Bell. Back pedal dribble. Resetting the offense. Going to pick up a double screen. Going to use it. They'll go left side. Bring it back out. Now back out top with the basketball. 22, Camden Bell. Going to work it right side. And they're working around the perimeter. Working to the left side. That's Eli Andrews. He'll bring it back out. Back pedal dribble. He'll work the ball back around. That's Nate Luce, right side. Quickly cuts him off, doesn't let him have the baseline. So a deliberate approach here in this portion of the ball game. 3:49, second quarter, 17-13. Blue Devils by four. Ball's in front. On that handoff, 24. Button in the paint. He's going to work his way in. It's going to be a jump ball. Right there was Ryan Tracy to cross it. To put his hands up prior to 24, Mason Barton, or even the fourth. He'll come home on the possession arrow, gives it back to Pickett. That goes at a turnover in the book. So 3:29 on the game clock. He'll be brought in backcourt. From the backcourt, he'll give it back to Grady Carpenter. He's going to bounce it to the front court. That's a 10-second line to Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble. He's going to work the lane. He's trying to take it back to the baseline. We'll mention in the ball game for Tipton is number 21, Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell, he is a junior class member. He's 6'2", weighs in at 180, 3:14 on the game clock. Across the timeline on the dribble. Back in the ball game is Isaac Andrews. He's going to dribble in. He'll step in front of the three-point line and take a shot. Here we go. Rattles out. Rebound, Jackson Money. Nolan Swan, Grady Carpenter back to Nolan. He'll take a three. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Wapahani. Credit the board, Nick Cook. Cook's going to dribble it to the timeline. He's going to hand the ball off, try to, making it difficult to Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to get a steal. They're going right handed off the glass. I get the big scale was about that time. I was Ryan Tracy. And they take the ball right away from him. They're going to get a steal on the way down. In the front court now, Wapahani. Isaac Andrews working right side behind our 3-point shot in the air. Good. Wapahani, 22. Camden Bell. Camden Bell, another 3-point shot. 2:17 on the game clock. 2:15, clock moving. 17-16, Blue Devils by one. We're going to see Sam Quigley check back in next dead ball. We're going to out top behind the arc. Nolan Swan, his spin move outside the paint. Lost the handle. He lost the handle on the way up. Grabbed the basketball. He was saying it was tipped. It was tipped. He released the basketball. But that ball has to hit the floor or off a player. He can't grab it out of the air. That was a shot. So they're going to come for a travel. Ball's in the front court. Wapahani out top of the basketball against Andrews. Isaac Andrews. Now Nate Luce. They'll bounce it back around. Eli Andrews outside the arc. Going to dribble in. It's going to be Bell. Bell goes left side off the glass. Left-handed layup. Bell may have came down on a foot. Camden Bell going to work that footy. I think he's okay. They're working in the front court. They play defense. That's Camden Bell working against Grady Carpenter. Carpenter out top, being guarded by Bell. They're working left side, Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in. Then move elbow. Outside the arc, Sam Quigley. Works at right side, well behind, excuse me, left side, well behind the arc is Grady Carpenter. They're working in, Nolan Swan. Take a shot, got his shot blocked. Picks back up. Time number 12, Nick Hill. Ball's in the front court, Isaac Andrews. 18-17, Papahani by one. Baseline jumper. Rims out long, wouldn't go. Rebound, Sam Quigley. The baseline jumper taken by Eli Andrews in the front court of the basketball. Across the sideline, Grady Carpenter. Picked up the screen from Brady. Out top, dribble out of back. Go back up on the other stair circle. Dribble in. Gonna go elbow. Right side shot in the air short. Window might have been deflected. Rebound out of there. Picked up by Wapahani. 37 seconds left. We're in the second quarter. We're nearing halftime. 18-17. Wahani in front. Okay, back while keeping the front court. Pitch near the dribble. Try to get some clock right here. Trying for the last shot of the first half. Stays on the center circle. We get up there. Brady Carpenter is a long 3-point shot with 10 seconds left. Wouldn't do it. Rebound, Wiggly. Blue Devils with a shot. The last shot of half. Good shot. Out of whistle. That'll take us to halftime. Halftime score with Bell Regional. It's going to be the Wapahani Tigers 18 and the Blue Devils 17. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention the game is in part. Hey, what to you? Out Peru Street, Indiana. 6-0. They are at the south edge of Cicero. Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at Cicero Town Plaza. 6-1. They are a locally owned Almighty Parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We're on the first. By Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious time on day four. Precious moment. And hope there to meet your field, dice, gold, silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. Next to the Diana Theater. Hope Jewelers are located 135 Jefferson Street in Indiana. 6072. By phone, 765-759-720. That's 765-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open Saturday, 9:30 to 2. We'll also mention, bringing this game to you is Jim Dandy Restaurant. Say, well, before I go any further, I'm going to mention Tipton, Indiana, Jim Dandy manager, Trina. Trina, she's the manager there. She does a stand-up job. And we'll mention her husband. Her husband by the name of Ev. That's E-V. Ev, he's celebrating a birthday today. Also here on March the 9th. And we wish him a very happy birthday. His wife loves him. We'll also mention Jim Dandy, that's good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit, whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot. At Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. At Tipton and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name at Jim Dandy Restaurant. Happy birthday, Eva. Also mentioned, this game is in part brought to you by the Floor Store. Floor Store, they're at the east edge. Stop by, look around. Your showroom may leave you speechless. Hey, fine, that shopping online is really necessary. And excellence is required. Our Jet Peace, 28, John, the dealership. You can reach them at 1003 East Jefferson Street. And yes, Jefferson Street, State Road 28. Same road, a different name in Indiana. That's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan, they'll lend you a hand when they can, but they'll also support your choices along with your decisions. And they want you to know they support hometown kids wearing the blue and white at the Floor Store. 003 Jefferson Street, 765-675-2230. 765-675-3230. Also bringing you tonight, so this afternoon's ball game is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rental. Can you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company? That high-quality choice isn't far away. It's not too far away from the pole either. Mention you can call Indiana Express Rental. The south edge of Noblesville, Indiana. 1708 South 8th Street. You can simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 2060 box trucks available. And a truck with a tummy lift can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Penske Truck Rentals. Dane Penske alone takes any possible concern away from any travel. In Indianapolis, and over Speedway, people want to thank him. I'm one of them. My dad likes racing. Also mentioned, happening today, well, let's talk a little bit about behind and Tipton. We'll let you know a little bit of information, comparison. The Blue Devils, their current record is 24-2. Behind 23-2. Home games on the season, Tipton wins 0 losses. Games for Tipton has 2 losses. And the Wapahani Raiders have 9 wins, 1 loss. And on a neutral playing field, let's just say a court, Tipton Blue Devils are 6 wins, 0 losses. And Wapahani, 5 wins, 1 loss. At 1 loss, I think it was at the, don't let me put you, but anyway, we'll talk about points per game. Not a minute, Tipton played 26 games. Wapahani has played 25. Keep that in mind. 26 games. The Blue Devils have scored 1,757 points, 67.6 per game. Wapahani, in 25 games, 1,519 points, 4.8 points per game. Yeah, the Blue Devils were making it 26 games. They put up 1,507 points. I think this is 2016 season. That's far. Wapahani, 1,010 points on the season. That's 40.4 points average per game. Box scores by quarter. This information from MaxPress.com. So go to MaxPress.net. Check out that website. You will be flabbergasted by how much information you'll see. If you didn't know about it, you're going to be amazed. I get a lot of stuff out of there, and I'm thinking, I'm getting down here. In first quarter, average throughout the first game. 45.3. Not today, but Wapahani, not either. In the first quarter, Wapahani averaging 16.9. Second quarter, this season, 2016, 17.8 for Tipton. 25 games, Wapahani, 16.4. In the third quarter, Tipton Blue Devils, 19.8 average. Wapahani, 17.2. In the fourth quarter, the Blue Devils, 15 points average per fourth quarter. Wapahani, 13.3. We'll mention Wapahani has played one overtime game. It went 3 overtimes. They got 2 points in the first overtime, second, and 18 in the first. They're going to Calvin High School. Calvin High School, February 1st. That was a conference game, and it was a good ball game, and well done. We'll mention 81-73 was the final. Wapahani got the win. Tipton Blue Devils, you know about the overtime game with Delta at Muncie Central. We mentioned that. And there's a one-minute buzzer, and a lot of things mentionable right here. We'll try to talk some up about games that have happened in the past, previous days, history. We'll talk about that if we get a chance. And they're getting ready to work the basketball here. 40 seconds left in the quarter game. We got a minute right here. We'll mention, if you like 38 Special, I mean, you're caught up in them because they're caught up in you, 38 Special. They're going to be at Loeb Stadium. Globe Stadium, that's in Lafayette, Indiana. They got Aviators baseball there. They put up that stadium for Lafayette Chess High School ball. They'll loan that facility to some close by teams. But that's a $20 million facility. We built it in 21. It was originally built in 1940. On June 27th, Globe Stadium, 38 Special, going to be there performing. And we'll mention tickets go on sale this Monday. 7658 Andrew at Southfield. Pass it right side behind the arc. Nick Cook. He'll get the ball back to Bell. He'll take a three. 3-point shot. Left handed. Shot is good. Bell for three. It's 23. 17-9. And the guy out on the floor. Coach Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins is talking to his crew right there for the second time out. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Camino and Company. CaminoandCompany.com. Camino and Company are in downtown Noblesville. Camino and Company, they are a mobile flower shop brought to you. We'll mention they'll cater to you, local flower farmers and providers, small business partners, and the CNC founders, 1984 El Camino, which belongs to her grandpa. That's the El Camino. It is an SF. Their goal at Camino and Company is to please each customer from their concept to our completion. Camino and Company, look them up on the web. You know, work it left side behind the arc. On the drill, brings it back out. And we're going to back out top. Ryan Tracy, 3-point shot, window, rims off, backboard fell off. Back the other direction. Credit the rebound in the front court now. That rebound is by Luce. They're working Isaac Andrews back to Luce. Luce picked up quickly by Jackson Money. Now top on the right side of the basketball. That's number 12, Nick Cook. They get the ball to Andrew. That's Isaac picked up by Grady Carpenter. They bring it back out near the center circle. Touching the basketball briefly, Mason Barton. Back to Isaac Andrews, and now on the dribble is Camden Bell. They'll bounce it back out top. They'll work it down low elbow. Right side, Isaac Andrews. Took the front available. He'll dribble in the paint. He'll dribble through the paint. He'll bring it back out. He'll reset the offense. Going to be a timeout on the floor. Got some debris on the floor. They called timeout. There was nothing really happening in the front court. They'll only stop play for something like that if nothing's really happening offensively. So they're going to bring the ball in for the Wapahani bench. Brought in by Camden Bell. Isaac Andrews back to Bell. Bell in front of the bench area at Wapahani in the front court. 5:40 left. Third quarter, 23-17. Wapahani by 6. Going to work it out behind the arc. Work it back around. Andrews, Isaac Andrews, he'll dribble once. Outside, move the basketball, Nick Cook. Now loose, he'll work through the right corner, Camden Bell. Work it back around, off the screen, jump shot, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. That was Andrews, Isaac Andrews, this is a high carom, went off the rim and over the backboard. I saw the officials checking the weight in the basketball way before the ball game, probably about 90 minutes before. This ball's just fine. They marked it up with permanent marker and make it real. We're going to back around right side and then now left side. Grady Carpenter, now Nolan Swan. 2-4. Right there. Top of the court. 3-4 shot. We go. Got the money. Rebound out there. Isaac. That's Isaac Andrews in the front court on the dribble. They're working left side. Picked up by Tim Quigley. They'll pass through the corner. Thought about a three. Tim Bell. He'll get it to Nate Luce. Nate Luce for three. Left elbow extended. Nate Luce. 5'8 junior. And the other side out. Called by Tiffin. 9-point advantage for Wapahani, 4:40 left here in the third quarter, 4:62 timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. When you're thinking about residential and corporate relocation, you know, a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. And Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus year experience to help you begin that process. Yes, real estate rehabilitation is something a professional real estate agent or real estate broker strives for, such as Lisa Stokes Fair. Your happiness and her success are two of the same. For the real estate lady with the high real estate IQ, contact Lisa Stokes Fair by cellular phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. They're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt, three-quarter court. Tiffin, Sam Quigley. Going to toss it in. Jackson Money. So jump to the sideline. He'll pass to the left side behind the arc. Grady Carpenter. He's going to dribble in. Take a shot. 14 foot rim ground. Wouldn't go. Rebound front four. Sam Quigley. Couldn't quite get it. Coming up to the basketball was Nate Luce. Point guard. He'll get it back. to Isaac Andrews across the timeline at a dribble pace. Work right side loose back to Andrews. In the deep in the front court, work left side. Cross court skip pass, Nate Luke. Second opportunity. They finish to him. We got the bucket again. Three-point shot. So with a down low, two-point shot. Blue Devils back there in a hurry. Eight point two per game average. In the front court with the basketball. Isaac Andrews looks at right side, Nate Luke. Work the elbow. Work the back around as Eli Andrews. Now back out to Camden Bell. Work the bounce pass out top, Eli. And pick up back Isaac Andrews. Now back to Andrews. That's Isaac. Playing check back and forth with Nate Luce. Deep in the front court. They'll build a corner with it. 3-point shot. Good. There's a bucket. Wapahani at number 12. Nick Cook. Wapahani 32. Tipton 19. Tipton in the front court. Free throw shot. Good shot there. Nolan Swan, a floater. He took it. 2-point bucket. Nolan Swan 32-21. 11-point advantage for Wapahani in the front court. 20 as Isaac Andrews. Camden Bell, double team on him. Getting the ball barely back to Isaac Andrews. They'll work the ball back around. Left-handed floater is good. From the corner baseline, it's a shot. Wapahani, number 12, gets up. 35-21. From the corner baseline, 3-point shot, good. 3-point shot, Sam Quigley for three. Cuts the lead back to 11. 35-24, Wapahani Raiders in front of the Tipton Blue Devils. We're going to cross the timeline. We're going to go to corner. We're going to back out top. Elbow. Extended. Left elbow. 3-point shot is good. Nate Luce with three. In the 2-18. Hey, I apologize. We should be back. We dropped the signal. We'll mention at the foul line there, 52 was Andrew. That was Isaac Andrew. 5 minutes. 5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Wapahani 52. Tipton 32. Going to be a timeout. Okay, I think we're back on. I apologize for that. Dropping signals here a couple times. 2:34 left for the fourth quarter. 56-39. Blue Devils trailed by 17. A lot of good effort here. Blue Devils making a run for it. There's a steal in the backcourt picked up by Ryan Tracy. To get back to point guard, Grady Carpenter across the timeline. He'll launch a three. Scored off the mark. When go, got the rim. Rebound out of there. Credit rebound to Nick Cook. We're trying to work it to the press court. Going to slow it up right there. That's Isaac Andrews. Going to be a foul whistle. In the front court, Sam Quigley had to stop the basketball. Foul whistle. 2:14 left. Fourth quarter. In a whistleless foul. And that's going to be number five for me. Third foul here in the ballgame on Quigley. They're going to take a timeout. Timeout on the court. Coaches at Tipton getting together, talking it over right now before they have the huddle right there on this timeout. 2:14 left. Wapahani 56, Tipton 39. And I do apologize dropping those signals. That's not common. With technology, it's been going good. I apologize for any part of the basketball game you did not happen to hear. But we're back on the air, I'm pretty sure. And there's a first horn right there. And thank you for tuning in. And a good basketball game right here. You knew it was going to be intense. You knew the game was going to be intense, like we said earlier. Both these teams had each other circled way early in the season on their calendar. 2:14 left at the foul line is Isaac Andrews. First shot up and good. Andrews on the season, shooting 78% on the season. The only person in this ballgame shooting better is Nolan Swan. Swan at 86% on the season. Couldn't get the second one. Rebound out there, picked up by Jackson Money, Fredcourt. Nolan Swan tries the three, it's deflected. Rebound picked up by Wapahani. Isaac Andrews now to make loose in the front court. Loose is going to absorb a foul. Had to foul him. Nolan Swan had to reach in, commit the foul, stop the clock at 2 minutes straight up on the scoreboard. 57-39. Going to work it right there. And a first shot up and good. So they'll work it right there. First shot is good by Luce. Nate Luce. sophomore point guard. Second shot up, also good. Nate Luce, 5'8". I think that Bassett's his junior. Got to his stride. They're working ball in the front court. Jackson Money on the dribble. Here go baseline, bring it back out. Sam quickly out top. Brayden Carpenter, he'll launch a three, short off the mark, wouldn't go. Rebound Jackson Money. Turnaround jumper just outside the paint, wouldn't go. Rebound Nick Cook of Wapahani. Going to get it back to Isaac. Isaac Andrews, the pass is in the front court, and Nate Luce had to go up and get it. They're working through the corner baseline, Nick Cook. Back, brings it back out. Isaac Andrews, foul committed by Ryan Tracy. Commits the foul and then grabs and holds around Andrews. Just a soft foul. Andrews knew for sure he had to foul him. It's all good. That's the way to play basketball. Well done. Tipton and Wapahani playing for real. First shot is good. He's going to get one more. And here comes the shot. Shot up and also good. Andrew, that's Isaac. Is it still on? Yeah, it is. Working in the front court ball. Shot over that shot. Got deflected. Nolan Swan. Ball ends up in the hands of Jackson Money. Jackson Money couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound, Wapahani. 1 minute, 15 seconds left. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Campbell. Should say Camden. Camden lost the handle. It's saved by Isaac Andrews before going out of bounds in front of the scores bench. So working in. Let's take it back out. Try to take some clock again right here in the front court of the basketball. Wapahani works it out to Camden. Working it back around. Camden Bell. Going to be a foul committed by Tipton right there in front of the Wapahani bench in the front court. 61-39. Wapahani in front. 52 seconds left. Out top of the basketball. Going to dribble in. Going to be a reach around foul from the backside. Tim Quigley thought he had all ball. They're going to whistle a foul. Might have wanted the foul to happen, even if he did have all ball. But a pretty close call right there. 48.7 left. The free throw line, 22, Camden Bell. Left-handed shooter, first shot is good. Camden Bell on the season shooting 70%. Back to the free throw line. He'll look it over right there and bounce a couple times. We're going to have a foul or substitution if this one goes in. It went, it fell, and the substitution in the ballgame. Back in the ballgame for Wapahani, 24, Mason Barton. Taking a breather, coming out of the ballgame, getting a good hand clap. Number 12, Nick Cook to the front court. Brady Carpenter, he'll dribble in. Outside, gives the ball to Jackson Money. Back to Sam Quigley, spin move with the right elbow. Take it to the corner, Jackson Money, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound short, will be picked up there, 22, Camden Bell. He'll bring it to the front court on the dribble, Isaac Andrews. He'll bring it back out, 28 seconds left. He'll work the basketball, and work it back out top. Moving the basketball out top, the basketball, 22, Camden Bell. They'll get it to Isaac Andrews, and Bell, the Blue Devils, will foul Isaac Andrews. 19.2 left. Coach Cliff Hawkins is going to send in wholesale substitution for the Tipton Blue Devils. We're going to see Gavin Hare. We're going to see Landon Spidell. We're going to see 15, Drake Johnson. Number 2, Peyton Aller. And we're going to see number 35, Grayson McFalls. First shot is good at the foul stripe for Isaac Andrews. We're going to see some different players in the ballgame for Coach Matt Lee. We're going to see number 4, Brock Zickgrass. See number 2, Logan Wolf. We're going to see number 30, Caleb Lewis. We're going to see number 14, Leighton Spence. I think I give credit for Leighton Spence being in the ballgame in the first half. And also coming in the ballgame for Wapahani is 32, Hunter Rodifer. So the main ball through front court, Peyton Aller. Working back around. Right there, Gavin Hare. They're working down low off the glass. 2-point bucket. Credit the assist to Drake Johnson of Tipton. 5 seconds left. Bring it across the timeline. Logan Wolf, he's going to hold the basketball. So Logan Wolf will hold the basketball. He'll hand the basketball to the official. And that's going to complete 32 minutes of basketball, regional competition, LaPel High School 2024, Wapahani coach, Matt Luce, Tipton coach, Pitt Hawkins, shake hands. Bill Frost in front of the scores bench. These gentlemen will shake hands. It's a cordial atmosphere. IHSAA, there's nothing better than the IHSAA and the effort they put in. This game has been brought to you by the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for her sound check notification, because I would have never known we was off the air with her capability to call me back after monitoring the ball game. We hope you'll stay tuned. We hope you'll tune in. First game of the baseball season, Tipton Blue Devils will be at the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. A game scheduled for March 25th, 5:30 start time. You can listen at puttmeinsports.com. Have a wonderful afternoon. God bless. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.